Welcome to the lesson. Today we're building a classic Amen Jungle subsign bass arrangement in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that actually works in a drum and bass track, not just as a nice sound in isolation. If you've ever heard a jungle tune where the break is snapping, the bass is huge, and everything feels like it's driving forward with real pressure, that's the vibe we're aiming for here. The key idea is simple. Keep the true sub clean and centered, let the Amen break stay readable, and use a wider upper layer only where it helps the energy. That way, the track stays heavy without turning into low-end mush. Let's start by setting the project tempo. For this lesson, go to 174 BPM. That sits right in classic jungle and DNB territory. Now create a few tracks. You'll want one audio track for your Amen break, one MIDI track for the subsign, and optionally one more track for a widened bass texture. If you want, set up a return track for reverb or delay too, but keep that secondary. The main job here is getting the drum and bass relationship right. Drop your Amen break onto the audio track, and warp it so it locks tightly to the grid. If you're using a sliced break, keep the first pass simple. Don't over-edit it yet. Just get a solid 1-bar or 2-bar loop going. In jungle, the break is not just background drums. It's part of a main hook. So before you even think about bass design, make sure the break feels tight, punchy, and musical. Now let's build the sub. On your MIDI track, load Operator. Operator is perfect for this because it gives you a clean sine wave without any extra drama. Set Oscillator to a sine wave, and turn off the other oscillators for now. You do not need anything fancy yet. Keep it clean. Keep it direct. Shape the amplitude envelope so the note feels controlled. A very short attack is best, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Then use a medium release, maybe around 50 to 150 milliseconds. If you want a little more punch or pluck, you can use a short decay, somewhere around 150 to 300 milliseconds, but keep it subtle. The idea is not to make a huge musical bass lead. The idea is to make a sub that behaves like part of the rhythm section. Now write a very simple MIDI pattern. Seriously, keep it small. Use only 2 to 4 notes in your first pass. In DNB, the sub often works best when it answers the drums instead of competing with them. A good trick is to place notes after the snare, on a downbeat, or on an offbeat that feels like a response. Think of the sub like punctuation. It doesn't need to talk all the time. It just needs to land at the right moments. Here's the mindset. The Amen break is busy and syncopated, so the sub should be clear, simple, and locked in. If the bass line has too many notes, the groove gets crowded fast. If it's too static, the tune loses tension, so we're looking for that sweet spot where the sub supports the drums and gives the drop weight without stepping on the break. Next, keep the sub mono. This part is non-negotiable for this style. Add a utility device after operator and set the width to 0%, or just make sure the track stays completely centered. The low end needs to be solid on club systems and safe in mono. If the sub gets wide, it can lose focus and phase out when summed down. That's exactly what we do not want in jungle or DNB. If needed, put EQ8 after utility, only use it lightly. You might high pass below 20 to 30 AC if there's unnecessary rumble, but do not cut into the important fundamental. And if you hear muddy resonance, take a small notch out. But remember, in low-end design, balance often matters more than heavy processing. Sometimes lowering the fader is the better fix than trying to EQ your way out of a volume problem. Now let's add width without ruining the sub. This is where the upper bass layer comes in. Duplicate the MIDI pattern onto a second track, or make a second layer inside a group. On this layer, you can use operator again, or try analog or wave eatable if you want a slightly different character. The important thing is that this layer stays out of the true sub range. High pass this layer around 120 to 180 Hz, maybe a little higher if needed. Then add some gentle saturator drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to give it a bit of edge. If you want stereo spread, you can add chorus ensemble very lightly. Keep it subtle. You want it to feel wide, not scream wide. The job of this layer is to add body, texture, or a little growl above the sub, while the real low end stays centered and controlled. This is a really important energy lane concept. The Amen break has its lane. The sub has its lane. The stereo texture has its lane. If one element tries to do all three jobs, the whole groove blurs. So think of the widened layer as the atmosphere around the engine, not the engine itself. Now let's shape the phrase. Don't just loop the same bar forever. DNB arrangement lives and dies by phrasing. A strong starting point is an 8-bar idea. Try this. Bars 1 and 2 are break plus sub only. Bars 3 and 4 bring in the widened bass layer. Bars 5 and 6 drop the bass out for a beat or half a bar, then bring it back. Bars 7 and 8 add a small variation or a fill that sets up the next loop. Inside the MIDI clip, use call and response thinking. You might have a short note after the snare, a longer note on the downbeat, then a rest before the next hit. Maybe the last note of the phrase jumps up an octave for a moment of tension. These tiny changes make the loop feel alive without turning it into a busy melodic line. Now move into arrangement view and start laying out a simple structure. Even as a beginner, thinking in 8-bar and 16-bar blocks will instantly make your track feel more like a real tune. A basic shape could be 16 bars of intro, 8 bars of build, 16 bars of drop, 8 bars of breakdown, 16 bars of second drop, and then an outro. You do not need a full finished tune today. Even 32 bars is enough to learn the core process. The big arrangement idea is contrast. If the low end is playing nonstop, the drop stops feeling like a drop. Pull things back for a moment, then bring them back in. In jungle, that contrast is everything. The break can keep driving while the bass enters and exits like a weapon. That's what creates impact. Now let's make the section feel alive with automation. Use Ableton's arrangement view to automate things like auto filter cutoff on the widened bass layer, utility gain for bass dropouts, reverb, send on break fills, or filter frequency on the amen break during intro and build sections. You can also automate tiny changes in pitch or volume if you want subtle movement. A few good beginner moves are: low pass the bass layer in the intro, then open it up at the drop. Drop the sub out for half a bar before a switch up. Add a tiny volume lift of 1 to 2 dB on the bass layer in the second half of the phrase. Or filter the amen a bit more in the intro, then let it breathe fully when the drop lands. These are small moves, but in fast music like DNB, small changes can feel huge. If your drums and bass are separate tracks, you can group them and add light bus processing. A glue compressor can help glue things together, but be gentle. You want maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not heavy smashing. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds works well, and release can stay on auto or be moderate. If the bass is fighting the kick and snare, use EQ to carve space instead of overcompressing everything. The amen needs to stay punchy and alive. At this point, it's smart to check mono. Use utility on your master or bass group and collapse the mix to mono temporarily. Listen carefully. Does the sub stay strong? Does the widened layer disappear in a good way? Do the drums still punch? If the bass gets hollow or thin, reduce the stereo effects or lower the widened layer. A good rule of thumb is to keep the true sub centered below around 100 to 120 Hz, and let the stereo character live above that. Also, keep an eye on balance. If the mix feels crowded, don't just crank the drums. Pull the bass down slightly and preserve headroom. In drum and bass, headroom matters a lot. You want space for the transients of the break and for later mastering. A few common mistakes to avoid here: making the sub too loud, widening the low end, using too many notes in the bass line, arranging without contrast, overprocessing the amen, ignoring mono compatibility, and leaving no headroom. If something sounds messy, simplify first. In this style, simplicity is often what makes it hit harder. If you want a darker or heavier flavor, there are a few easy upgrades. You can add a slightly distorted upper layer using saturator or drum bus, but keep the sub clean. You can automate filter cutoff on the upper layer to make the build feel darker. You can create a half-bar bass dropout before the return into the drop, because silence can hit harder than another layer. And if you want a more underground jungle feel, let the break breathe and make the bass feel like it's chasing the drums rather than overpowering them. Here's a great practice move before you finish. Build a tiny 8-bar loop. Load the amen break at 174 BPM. Make a mono sub and operator. Write a bass pattern with no more than 3 notes. Add a second layer that's high passed above 150 Hz and give it light saturation. Arrange one small dropout and one automation move. Then test in mono and listen for what breaks. That simple loop will teach you a lot. If you want to push further, make 2 versions of the bass. One version sparse and simple. Another version with just one extra note or one shortened note. Then compare them. You'll often find that the version with less information feels heavier because it leaves more room for the amen to speak. So to recap, keep the true sub mono, simple, and controlled. Use a widened upper layer for character, not low-end weight. Make the bass answer the amen break instead of fighting it. Arrange in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. Use automation, dropouts, and break edits to create tension and release. And always check mono while leaving headroom. If you can make a small amen and sub sign loop feel strong, balanced, and intentionally arranged, you're already doing real jungle thinking. That's the core language of Darker DNB right there. Tight drums, focused sub, smart width, and arrangement that actually moves. That's the recipe.